And we're here at Sherwood for the home opener for the 2018 season. It is Holden taking on the Sherwood Marksmen with the Marksmen in a brand new conference and so forth. But the Holden Eagles coming off a great district and state run last year. And one of the people that takes a little credit for that, that is Joe Parkhurst, the athletic director over to Holden High School. Joe, glad to have you on.
Hey, I appreciate it, Doug.
And you guys had a tremendous team last year. Lost just about five seniors, but they were key seniors, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. You know, one that you can think of off the top of your head is Andrew Martin, and he led a great senior class, and he's over at Lindenwood now playing for the Lions.
Well, and Ozzy was another one, and but of course you guys lost him early in the season. Of course, I kind of missed doing the call for a game, but I'm doing a little bit different thing this year. But man, I tell you, the future looks bright for athletics over at Holden High School.
Yeah, we had a great fall and spring last year. We have 9 varsity sports at Holden, and we played in 6 district championships, and we won 5 of them.
And I just found out the one of those, the baseball, really had a good run.
Yeah, they did. They finished 3rd in the state. They were one of 2 top 3 finishes that we had last year. The other one was cross country. You know, our girls' sports are really taking a hold, and we see that being a big deal again this year. Softball team should be state ranked coming in. Cross country team's always pretty spicy, and hopefully we can get our football season to the same depths that it went to last year.
And you know, a lot of schools, that's what they yearn for. That's what they're wanting. How do you guys do that? I mean, how do you, it's not just the kids, it's not just the coaches, it's got to be a whole lot contributing.
Yeah, it is. It starts with our community and the support that our community gives us on a day in and a day out basis. If it is just showing up to the games, or if it's supplying, you know, volunteer time, if it's creating meals, if it's just being a part of our organizations. And so it starts with our community, it starts with our parents, and our kids are a product of those families and that community and those parents. But the next step of that is having good coaches. And at the end of the day, I would put our coaches up against anybody in the conference. I'd put our coaches up against anybody in the area, because we have good-hearted coaches that really, at the end of the day, care about kids.
Well, and that's a big key to it too. But man, it's just got to be incredible. And this game that we're here, Holden and Sherwood, it's been a long time since the two of them met on a football field. Now, basketball and baseball and so forth, but been a while since they met on a football field. But really brings back a lot of memories, including some past coaches at Sherwood.
Yeah, several years ago, I was a coach on this field, and it was a great time in my life, and really set the foundation for a passion in education and athletics. So I thank Sherwood for giving me an opportunity as a young kid to come in and learn how to coach and be an educator.
Well, looking at the field, looking at the players, kind of give you the itch to get back on there once in a while?
Don't tempt me, Doug, because it'd be quick to put a visor back on. But no, I enjoy what I do, and like I said, we got a good foundation of coaches and a great community to support these kids in all of our athletics and our activities. Our band and our choir programs are really going to be on the rise this year too, and brought home more trophies to Holden than they had in several years last year under band director Andy Weldon and a new choir vocal music director, Sharon Dahl. We're really excited to have both of them back with our programs.
Well, Joe, you guys got a tremendous conference, the Missouri River Valley Conference, and of course you're in the east side. I don't know that it gets easier one way or the other. I mean, tough schools in the west, but a lot of shakeup this year.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes the one thing you know that you can expect from the MRVC is you're going to have competitive, hard playing games every single time you line up. Looking at our non-conference schedule, we got Sherwood tonight. We go to a great Boonville, Class 3 Boonville team next week. Then we're home against an outstanding Class 3 Odessa team. Then we come back for homecoming at home against Crestridge. Then we fall right into a grinder of an MRVC East schedule. The shakeup this year is Richmond has dropped from Class 3 in the years past. They're now a Class 2 team. So, you know, they're going to be as good as they always are. Higginsville, you can always expect to be good. Lexington, you know, Knob Noster played in the district championship against us last year. So, you know, top to bottom, Doug, the MRVC East pound for pound Class 2 conference is pretty solid.
Well, you know, you talk about Higginsville and Lafayette County, the team that knocked you out of state last year, You get them at home this year, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, these kids and coaching staff are excited for that opportunity and excited to see them again. But, you know, we see them every year, and it really seems like in the past 10 years, you can count the times that you've seen them in the state finals, you know, coming down and playing them in some form of a playoff game. And, you know, it's either them or us.
Well, you know, and it's kind of strange to see. We were talking about some of the key players that you guys lost, but really, Coach Hendricks got to be on a next man up kind of scenario, because a lot of fill-ins, kids got a lot of good time last year. It's going to pay off this year.
Yeah, it is. And seeing that senior class last year, as these kids were underclassmen, seeing that senior class has really taught these kids, you know, how to be a competitor, how to be a good leader, how to have good sportsmanship, things of that nature, all the things you want to see in good football players.
Well, you know, it's incredible to watch, and the Eagles right now, of course, leading in the first half, but a great time coming back, and hopefully this is going to be the one of many times when Holden and Sherwood meet together.
Yes, I hope that we can kind of spark a rivalry across all sports, and kind of starts here on Friday night on the gridiron. So, you know, we got them scheduled for basketball, and they come to some track meets, and we'll just try to continue the tradition of playing a local school. I hear they got an outstanding softball team, an outstanding pitcher, and we'll see them next week.
Well, looking forward to another great year with Holden High School. And Joe, you guys do a tremendous job with the athletic department and scholastics and the whole bit. It all ties together, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And like I said, it comes back to our coaches who consistently preach the items that you need to be successful, and it starts in the classroom.
Well, great job, and looking forward. We'll probably see you throughout the season and hopefully in the state finals.
We hope so. We'll keep our fingers crossed and keep working hard. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you. It's been Joe Parkhurst, Holden High School.